This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
November 1st, 2024. November 1st, 2025. The Reuters headline, Serbia protests demand accountability 1 year after the deadly roof collapse. There's a photograph of a young woman at a grave, remembering her lost son, Stefan. This is about Serbia right now. It's a year since the catastrophe. Ivana Stradner of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy is here because Ivana is my guide on this matter. This is about Serbian politics, yes. It's also about Balkan politics, you bet. It's about European affairs and the ability of a strong man, in this case a man named Vucic, to suppress protests and not answer questions from his own people about how this accident came about who's to be punished for allowing a building to collapse on young people, and about the inability of the government to answer for more than a year now the questions about who built it, who's going to pay for it, what kind of leadership is this? Ivana, it's been a year, and there's no letting up in the protests, I learned. What is Vucic doing about it? Has he responded in any logical fashion? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Exactly as you mentioned, Serbia marks the first anniversary after the collapse of Canopy that killed 16 people. And this is the result of corruption that the Serbian government allowed. So students have been protesting constantly for the past 1 year. And I do believe the protests are going to continue and Vucic is in a deep trouble. Here are a couple of things. Number one, Vucic has been trying to stop Serbian students from expressing their discontent with the government. He accused the West of plotting a color revolution in the country. And especially Russia has been also claiming that particular thing, that the West has been going after the Serbian regime through students, which is a typical, you know, color revolution narrative that has been going around. The third thing is the United States just recently sanctioned NIS, which is a Serbian gas, which is linked to Russian Gazprom. And Vucic is in a big, big economic trouble. And because economy is going downhill and he's going to face numerous problems. So he's trying now to save himself by offering the West to sell weapons, by, you know, talking how Serbia is on the EU path. He even, you know, sent policymakers to Ukraine. This is a typical propaganda coming from Vucic trying to actually buy more time because his heart is in Moscow and Beijing, but his pocket is in the West because he needs the EU money for his political survival, because he would benefit tremendously from the Western EU accession, while at the same time he's pursuing very close security ties with both Russia and China. So having said that, as I mentioned, he needs the EU for his political survival. The good news is the EU is waking up to his lies. And there were numerous condemns against his authoritarian regime and how he has been treating students, but also about the corruption and media control, which is very, very, very declining, actually, in the country. So Serbia is basically right now is a Belarus 2.0, almost there. In the meantime, you know, the West, the Western policymakers, especially in the U.S., and there is not an easy solution in the Western Balkans. So they've been trying to appease Vucic, thinking that he's the one who can bring stability in the West. But this is an old Vucic's game that he learned from his mentor, Milosevic, from the 90s, where he completely destroyed the opposition that is pro-Western, strengthen the far-right groups, and then to position himself as a pillar of stability. So I truly hope that the United States will also wake up to this particular psychological trick that he has been using. As I mentioned, his heart is aligned with Russia and China, but he needs money from the EU for his political survival. And this time around, it's the test, not only for the U.S., but more importantly, for the EU to see if they are going to tolerate this authoritarian leader. Finally,
the Reuters report says an independent commission of professors, judges and experts presented the results of their informal investigation for the collapse to the European Parliament. The conclusion, according to Supreme Court judge in Serbia, our conclusion is that there is a high degree of corruption reaching the very top of the state. Now, this corruption involves the Chinese, correct?
This particular corruption, this is linked to the Chinese company, but China has had a huge impact, economic impact on Serbia, but not only economic. Serbia has very close ties also to China's security. They had a military exercise. China sent weapons to Serbia. So this is a truly test for Europe, because Vucic, Orban and Fico are Trojan horses in Europe that are acting on behalf of authoritarian leaders.
Fico is Slovakia. Now, back to the Chinese. Did they build that railroad station? Was that a Chinese construction company?
There are numerous reports that the Chinese company was linked to this. So that's precisely why there are numerous now reports about investigations, et cetera.
I remember Xi Jinping, who visited Europe, oddly stopped in Serbia on his way home to China. That was, what, 2 years ago? I don't remember when that was. Does Vucic speak as if he's friends with Xi Jinping?
As a matter of fact, they are claiming that there is a friendship between Serbia and China. And as I mentioned, China has been investing a lot when it comes to Serbia making sure to use Belgrade for its own. Project in Europe. So they also signed several public security agreements. These economic benefits basically have been substantial. And China has been investing a lot in Serbia since 2020 and is involved in various industries from steel to tire production, et cetera, et cetera. Uh-huh. And also, there was also a free trade agreement between the two countries. And you're right, because Chinese president and Serbian president signed numerous agreements in 2024 to enhance legal, regulatory, and economic cooperation between the two countries.
Serbia, a small state with a big, big history, very big. You will remember World War One. Ivana Stradner, my historian as well as my guide in the Western Balkans. The story is unfinished. It's a year and there's no answer from the government yet. I'm John Batchelor.